Good morning and welcome to the Public Affairs Show. It is Allie from 103.7 KISS FM on every single weekday. Riggs and Allie. And on the weekends, I get to do the Public Affairs Show, which you get to hear on all three of our radio stations here in the building. So today, I would like to welcome both of my guests. I don't know who to introduce first. You guys are both so important. Okay, let's go with Carrie. Carrie, hello. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
Carrie Reichartz. Am I saying that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, so Carrie, let's start with you. And then I have another very special celebrity right next to you. Mm-hmm. Hold on a minute to find out who that is. We'll tell you who's with us today. But Carrie, I want you to tell me, you started Infinitely More Life, correct?
Correct.
Yes. And so tell us what that is, how you became passionate, and what you guys do.
Absolutely. So Infinitely More Life actually has our mission started in Kenya with a house that is now built called Mercy's Light.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to Kenya for the first time in 2008.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got there, I just couldn't believe how people live.
Yeah.
I just can't believe that.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe in 2008 when I live like this, that people live in mud huts.
You were just blown away.
Yes.
Yeah.
That they don't have water. They don't eat daily.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, I just couldn't believe it.
Your life.
Yeah, I live like this. And I was a practicing lawyer at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And when I came home, I was like, I don't know what I need to do, but I need to do something. And so I actually closed my law office and opened up a home daycare so I could support some missionaries that were doing work there with the 501c3 on this side and just lots of different things that way to help them and support them. And so through that, it led to me opening up Infinitely More Life, which we do things both on this side in the U.S. for women, empowering women, and then in Kenya. So what we have with Mercy's Light in Kenya is a pregnancy crisis center.
Okay.
More like a maternity home. In Kenya, what happens when girls are pregnant outside of wedlock, they get kicked out of their families. And so they're left to the street.
Everyone does. Just about every single one of them. Okay.
It could be that the dad impregnated them. It could be a lot of different situations.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter what the details are. They're ostracized from the family and they're left to the streets.
And that's horrible.
I have my own life history with rape and sexual abuse, and I have my own life history with early pregnancy. And so that was just something that through a long, long time process.
Yeah.
It really came to fruition.
It affected you when you saw that.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I know how abandoned and alone I felt, even though I wasn't, because it wasn't in my kind of nuclear family. And so it was like, imagine if you had that in addition to literally being abandoned and alone to the street.
Yeah, so these girls get pregnant by circumstances they might not even be able to control, like being raped, and then they are kicked out of their house in Kenya. That's insane.
Yeah.
So you go there and you're just horrified by what you see, so you're like, I want to help. And then you founded your organization. Okay. So then that's great. I love that. Girl power, of course, and helping other women. And then right next to you, we should also introduce Mrs. Wisconsin. Michelle, how are you?
I am good. Thank you for having me on today.
Oh my gosh. So I love it because you brought your crown.
Which
you're giving up on May 30th when you crown the next Mrs. Wisconsin, right?
Correct.
And you said I could wear it, and I feel really special about that. So
I will share my crown with you, Allie.
Oh, I love it. So, and you got the sash. It's fantastic. So how did you get involved with Infinitely More Life, and how did you, and you're going to be at the fundraiser that we're going to get into, Mercy's Lights, right?
Correct. I have known Carrie for about 5 or 6 years now, and I am on the board of directors of Infinitely More. I have three small children with my husband, and we were cleaning up art supplies at one point in time, and I had a bunch of old pens and crayons and paper, and I thought, gosh, there's got to be something else to do with these other than throw them in the garbage.
Yeah.
So a friend of mine introduced me to Carrie, and I sat down with Carrie. I'm like, well, what are you going to do with these things that we would throw away? And she said, I'm taking them to Africa. And I said, well, for what? And she explained that she was doing this pregnancy crisis center, that she's helping with education down there. And I was like, oh, this is great. So what I did was I reached out to all those mamas and friends and family, and we just went running. We sent, I don't know how many, probably suitcases filled of stuff down there throughout years.
So you just called your friends and said, let's get together any of the stuff you don't want anymore that your kids have.
Right.
And
spring
give
clean.
It. Yes.
Exactly. So then I've been with her ever since and kind of her right-hand gal and helping her with the events. So.
Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. So you guys work together now. So then Carrie and you have Mrs. Wisconsin who's going to be at your event. So let's talk for a second about the event because I'm excited to hear about this. It's the Back to 80s Rock Dance Party Jamming for Kenya, right?
Yeah.
Very cool. And so this is happening on March 7th. What day of the week is that?
Saturday.
I figured, but I had to ask to be safe.
Yeah.
5 p.m. to midnight, and it's at Saloon on Calhoun, which is in Brookfield, right?
Correct.
On Calhoun, right? Yeah, know exactly where that is.
Capital and Calhoun.
Capital and Calhoun, even better. That's that's very specific. So you can go to mercieslight.org, right? And all the details are there, but we're going to get into about it. What were you going to say, Carrie? I'm sorry.
I was going to say mercieslight.org is where you can go find out what we're doing in Kenya.
Okay.
On Facebook, you can find us at Infinitely More Life for more details about the event.
Okay, that's fantastic. Infinitely More Life on Facebook.
Yes.
And then there's an event there and you'll see everything for March 7th. Okay, so tell us about the event and then what's going to happen and then where's it all going to go? I want to hear all the details.
Absolutely. I'll let Michelle talk about the event itself.
Cool. Mrs. Wisconsin, take the floor. Sorry. I love it. Yes.
So our event is a very unique event. We actually are joined forces with Guitars for Life.
Okay.
And Danny, who's the owner of that, he is an instructor there that teaches children instrument skills.
Yeah.
So what we do is we have three local bands where the children are able to play with these local celebrities on stage. So here they are with their guitar playing with a local band with the lights and the crowd just cheering. It is one of the most amazing feeling to see these kids ever.
Aww.
So, and in addition to that, we're having so many things, silent auctions and meat raffles. And I can't even tell you because things keep coming to my doorstep and I am bagging them up and getting them ready to auction
to off. Go. Yeah. For the auction.
And I just wanted to hop in because these students, a lot of these students like have various special needs.
I was going to ask you, how do you find the students that then get to go up and play at the fundraiser on March 7th?
Yeah, so Danny Felsman runs Guitar for Life Studios out in Waukesha.
He finds them?
It's those her students. So the
you said that. Okay.
Him.
So they are his students. Because I know parents are like, how does my kid get to do that?
Sign up with Danny and you'll be at State Fair because they also go to State Fair and they come to this event. So he does this a lot. And it's really cool to see an autistic kid that doesn't fit in at school, but yet has the bravery to go up on stage and then everyone's clapping for them.
Yeah.
He's had a Down syndrome child as well. He also has adults and children. Like he just does so well with these kids and teaching them to be able to, you know, go up and handle the stress of the lights and of all of that to be able to do these things. And so I just wanted to do a huge shout out to Danny and all the work that he does over there. And if you want your kids to be successful, like in life, like it's awesome over
there. That's fantastic. And then it gives them an outlet for like therapy.
Yeah. Right.
I always say music, one of my best coping skills in therapy, especially if you're playing it like some of these kids. What a great, great thing for them.
Absolutely, yeah. It's
that's
like it heals the world. The music heals the world, and that's one of our themes as we go through. And
absolutely. Yeah, so. Well, you're talking to the right person about music. I'm in, that's for sure. So we're talking about Infinitely More Life, which they are having. You can go to mercieslight.org to get info about your organization, but go to Facebook, you said, and go to Infinitely More Life in order to find details on the event on March 7th at Saloon on Calhoun, where we're going to be doing all this. And you can come out and see the bands and raise money and do the silent auctions and all that good stuff.
Absolutely. And you had asked about where the funds will go.
Yeah,
So the funds, so we've started now a year ago. We opened a year and a half ago. We opened the Pregnancy Crisis Center in the house. And so that's been going amazing.
And you opened that in Kenya in case people are just coming in for girls when they get pregnant. Yes. When they're younger, they are kicked out of their house, essentially, even if they've been raped or whatever. That is just the culture in Kenya. And so you're trying to help those girls, but go ahead.
Right. And so we've opened the house and that's going awesome. The girls are learning. The girls are, you know, just so many awesome things. And so that's been really awesome. Well, last year, by the grace of God, we were able to buy the property next door because one of the keys out of this is to be able to do economic development.
Yeah.
I mean, they can only live with us so long. They're going to have to go back into society and do something. Mm-hmm. And so one of our big next steps is to build a vocational center and a business center. So they'll spend a year learning vocational skills and then a year learning business skills. So they actually know, I mean, you can be the best, you know, shirt maker there is, but if you don't know how to run a business, you're
doesn't
not going to make any money. So we have both of those things that will come together. And so we were able to buy the property last year. Well, now we need to raise $212,000 to build the building on that.
Okay.
It's a three-story building. It's going to be amazing. We can't wait. And it's going to be totally awesome. And it'll also have some medical things as well and daycare for babies. And we'll be able to reach out not only to the girls in our center, but then also girls in the community. So they might not be able to live with us, but they at least can get the economic development. And so all the proceeds from the silent auction, from the meat raffles, from the liquor things, all the different things that we're going to do there, the 50-50 auctions and all these different things will go towards building that to really give financial empowerment to women and girls in Kenya to dig them out of this pit that they're in. There's really no way to get out.
That's fantastic. So, that is that you guys do that. Not that they can't get out, that it's fantastic that you're helping them, obviously. So then, Michelle, Mrs. Wisconsin, when I just go, Mrs. Wisconsin, I feel like I need to bow down and be like, because this is awesome. No. And you're two-time Mrs. Wisconsin, right?
That is correct.
I forgot to say that. Go ahead. You've done this twice. You're the only one. Fill me in.
Pretty much from my knowledge, yes. 2018, I was Mrs. Wisconsin, United States, and then I competed for Mrs. United States, and then I turned over my crown to a very wonderful woman, and then I decided that I was going to run back at it. I told everybody.
You missed it.
I told everybody, including my husband, that my journey was done. I'm like, that's fine. We're going back to drag racing, babe. We're good. No.
Mrs. Wisconsin would be a drag racer. Like, I love that about this state. I just want to say that, but go ahead.
So I had an opportunity and somebody approached me to do Mrs. Wisconsin America. And I thought, all right, well, apparently this is the way my journey's going to go. And I'm going to go for it one more time.
Yeah.
So I did. And it has been just my shoes. I've had running shoes on ever since. So hundreds of hours of volunteering since last June. And we're going to just keep trucking.
Yeah, you guys are just helping people. You're helpers. I love it. You're the people that help the world and make the world go round. So that's fantastic. And you said something that I found interesting because I have kids too, little boys, and I'm constantly cleaning out what we think is nonsense and crap, but could go to somebody. I'm talking about like a random crayon. Right. I see one crayon, I throw it away because I'm annoyed. But I shouldn't actually, because you just educated me that that's one of the ways you got involved with Carrie here and Infinitely More Life was that you were cleaning. And so how can, like, are there ways like moms and dads or anyone can donate all of our literal odds and ends of toys? Like, can I give you a McDonald's Happy Meal toy because I'm sick of looking at it? Like, can all that go in there? You know what I mean? What do you take and how do we donate? Yes, tell me everything.
Absolutely. You know, one thing that I always did was I always had a bin in my basement. And like the kids would actually be like, Mom, we're done with this. We're going to go give it to our Kenya friends. So what also we can do is they can seek us out on Facebook through Infinitely More Life, or they can reach out to me too at Mrs. Wisconsin America 19.
Okay.
And we collect shoes. We collect pencils. We collect baby items, like Carrie said, for these girls that have babies. They also don't have the appropriate things that you need for that newborn, and Lord knows we know that they need a lot of items nowadays. We would love to be able to take a lot of things that we take for granted. We'll take them off your hands for sure, and
that's
we'll get
fantastic.
Them to Africa.
And so then we can just contact you. You said, how do we contact you?
Mrs. Wisconsin 19.
Okay, is that on Facebook, a website?
It is on Facebook.
Okay, so go to Mrs. Wisconsin 19 on Facebook, and then you can contact you too.
Absolutely.
Or go to Infinitely More Life and find out how to donate those items and get them to you guys. That's fantastic. So if you're just tuning in, I have in here the founder of Infinitely More Life, which is Carrie Reichartz. And then, of course, Mrs. Wisconsin, looking fantastic. Michelle, and this is going down. We were talking about the Back to the 80s Rock Dance Party, Jammin' for Kenya. It's on March 7th, 5 p.m. to midnight. In Brookfield, Saloon on Calhoun. You said that's Calhoun and Capitol. Is that right? Yep. No, Brookfield. Well, and then you've got to do this because you have to give your crown up on May 30th, Michelle.
Yeah.
But you can still keep working and doing all the fantastic things you love to do in the organizations that you love to work with, right?
And I will. My family and I, we find it addicting to help others. You know, from Infinitely More to special needs proms to anything that we can, we truly do it as a family. We do as much as we can together as a family, which makes volunteering easy, especially when your kids and your husband want to help out.
Yeah. Is there anything crazy off topic that you could tell us that you've learned as Mrs. Wisconsin about the state? Anything you didn't, because you're a Wisconsin girl. I mean, you were talking about ice fishing and drag racing. I'm like, this chick is so Wisconsin. Heck yes, go Mrs. Wisconsin. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, I do. Any opportunity that I can get, I will take. I did find out that when I went to Vegas, I do have a very funny accent. I am a Wisconsinite, and people do not know what cheese curds are. So there are girls that I am actually trying to find a company where I can send them cheese curds so they can get that squeaky in their mouth. Wisconsin is a special state, and I'm glad to represent it. I represent it well, I hope, and be able to just be that Wisconsin girl.
Yeah, absolutely. And Carrie, this started all for you. You founded Infinitely More Life because you went to Kenya and you saw these people living with nothing. And you said, how can this be when we have everything in America? And you were upset about it, right?
Absolutely. I'm just a girl like from New Berlin, born and raised. Mm-hmm. I continue to live in New Berlin. Actually, yeah. I bought the house for my dad. Like I've lived in two houses in my life.
Yes.
Like, I am a local little town girl. Like that's it. Like
yeah.
I just happened to get on this trip and my life just happened to take off from there in that direction. And it's
you were inspired to help.
Yeah.
Because you saw how bad it was.
Yeah, it was that whole idea. And I guess maybe I should have known people live like that.
No, you shouldn't have because we live in La La Land a lot of times.
Right.
We're so lucky and we don't have a clue how other people live if you don't travel.
Right.
And some people don't have the means to travel and some don't care. But I care. And so I'm totally into what you're saying. And I get it. You go somewhere and you're like, wow. I don't even realize how much I have.
Right.
Right?
Right. And that was one of the things that drew me back to Kenya, too, is my Kenyan friends. They're just so full of gratitude.
Yeah.
Because
they have nothing. And then we're spoiled
rotten.
Right.
The one was a teacher, Nicole, and she, you know, would just, every time I came, thank you so much for your sacrifice. Mm-hmm. $20 a month at that point to support a kid in the school.
That was all
she
you were giving.
In. $20.
Wow.
Like what, a t-shirt?
Yeah.
Like a drink or two?
Yeah, I'm going to go buy a drink and a meal.
Not even a dinner. It was just this flood of, just thank you so much. And it's just like,
when you see how grateful they are, you want to do more.
And so many of my friends over in Kenya are just the gratitude has just taught me so much. And I really need that reminder this week. It's been a stressful week.
Aww.
And so that reminder of like, we have so much to be grateful for that we don't even realize. Mm-hmm. I mean, in Kenya, they don't have food stamps. In Kenya, they don't have a food bank to go to.
If you don't grow your food,
you don't eat.
You just don't eat.
And right now they've had some locust problems and, you know, the rain may or may not come. Like, I mean, it's very agricultural. And
you can't predict that.
Right. And it's hand to mouth. It's hand to mouth. And so the idea that it's like, I mean, I can go to the grocery store anytime. Like, I might not get everything I want, but I get plenty, you know, and I can, you know, we just don't have that level of, you know, there's not any government support. There's nothing.
They're just on their own.
Yes.
We don't know how good we have it. Well, if you want to help, you've got to come out then for the Back to the 80s Rock Dance Party Jamming for Kenya. It's on March 7th, 5 p.m. to midnight at Saloon on Calhoun. And you will be there, Carrie. You're the founder of Infinitely More Life. You can also go to mercieslight.org to check it out. Mrs. Wisconsin Michelle, you're going to be there.
Yep.
And we're excited. And tell us one more time exactly what's going to happen at the event if people are just coming in, if they want to know what to expect.
Sure. What they're going to do is they're going to come on in. They're going to have a blast with an 80s themed party.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be able to see several local bands. And then they're also going to be able to have a chance to bid on some awesome silent auction items, a Packer football, tools, all kinds of amazing items. And overall, while you're enjoying yourself during this rockin' 80s party, you're helping others.
Yeah, and these girls don't normally graduate from 8th grade.
Mm-mm.
I'm reading that. That's unbelievable. How sad.
Yeah, and most of the girls that even come to us, even though they might be in 8th grade, like their actual level of school is maybe 4th, 5th.
So they're not even learning at an American 8th grade level.
Right.
Right.
Right, and even the Kenyan 8th grade level, which is more based on Great Britain, so it's a different system for sure. And more about reciting back versus analytical thinking. It's definitely a difficulty, and I just wanted to give a shout out to the bands that are going to be
because we're running out of time, so let's get to everything we haven't said yet.
So
for sure, who
the
are the
kids
bands?
Will play with these bands at the beginning, and then at 7 o'clock then they'll start taking the stage alone, and it's just them going
just
to town.
The kids or the bands?
No, just the bands.
The kids are going alone. Now that's really brave. Okay.
5 to 7 the kids play with them with all the lights and the fun.
So you gotta be there from 5 to 7 for that.
And that's definitely family friendly. After that, you know, it's a bar and it's a restaurant, and it is what it is. But Six Pack Sammy is one of them, Jussie and the Rippers, and the Killer Clowns. And they've been helping us for years. This is like a tight-knit group. Obviously, Michelle, too, we talked about. We've been around forever. So we've been like this together.
Giving their time.
Yes.
You guys are the core.
Yes.
You are the core
of the
group.
And the bands are a huge part of that, getting the word out and just being there, you know, and doing all that they do for us for this event.
Well, I really wish the best. I don't know how these interviews go so quick every time. I'm like, how are we out of time? We just started talking. I could talk to you ladies forever. So thank you for coming in today. Honestly, we want to send them to the website and the Facebook. So mercieslight.org. If you want information on the event, go to Infinitely More Life on Facebook right now. Michelle, they can contact you on Facebook. Tell them one more time.
Mrs. Wisconsin 19.
Mm-hmm. And feel free to grab all of the stuff you're about to throw away that you think your kid doesn't need, by the way. Even a random crayon.
Yep.
And you can donate it to you guys, and you make sure that these girls who have literally nothing, will get it, and they will have some stuff. That's fantastic. Well, thank you guys.
Thank you.
And good luck giving up your crown on the 30th of May, Mrs. Wisconsin. I don't even want to call her Michelle. I just want to be like, Mrs. Wisconsin.
Thank you, girl.
Respect. So again, mercieslight.org or Infinitely More Life on Facebook. And enjoy the Back to the 80s Rock Dance Party, Jamming for Kenya, March 7th, 5 p.m. to midnight, Saloon on Calhoun. And I hope it goes really, really good. And you guys raise a ton of money and help these girls. Seriously.
You.
And everyone stop taking for granted what you have as you listen to this interview and that people have nothing. So, yes. All right. We're all just humans. Why does one get more than the other? I don't know.
Right.
So let's help the ones. Yeah, I'm with you. All right. Well, thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
All right. Have a great day.